This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 79% off plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Hayabusa, combat gear created for fighters and fitness practitioners at all levels. Save 10% off with code MAD. Hexclad, blending stainless steel and nonstick tech for unmatched performance. Save up to 44% off by clicking the link below. True Nutrition, the highest quality supplements and protein. Save 15% off with code MAT60349. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, I mean up episode 758.
758.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, Emma Show, by fans, for fans, rock line between serious and ridiculous. What's snapping in? What are you drinking over there?
A little devil juice.
Sweet.
It's H2 Devil.
H2 Devil. You should get the hydrogen water. I've been trying some of that. They claim it's supposed to be beneficial.
The single hydrogen water? What the hell is hydrogen water?
I don't know. I get
already,
packets.
There's they already two hydrogens for every oxygen in
they
my
just
water.
Put more in. You just what? It's like H4O now. They're fucking, you're going bananas.
H4O. I feel
it's
like,
expensive as
I feel
fuck.
Like that's a poison.
It's not a four. I don't know what it is, but it's just like hydrogen electrolytes.
7-0.
They're so expensive. It's like $2 a drink. You mix it in your water, and water like foams up. Because I use the frother to mix my shit.
Jesus, the it's probably just baking soda. Just
probably is. It's a fucking gimmick. But I asked Grok, I'm like, is this bullshit or not? Grok's like, nah, it seems legitimate. Give it a shot. So I try it because I got to get a lot of electrolytes in. But anyway, so let's start talking about Bears.
Oh, God. Don't get me started.
Bears. Indiana Bears.
They're not going to Indiana, man. It's not going to happen.
How do you sink? How do you sink, Saul?
I don't know. There's all this bullshit flying around. Supposedly the board voted. Like, Pritzker doesn't care. He doesn't care. So he's like, too bad, so sad, you know? And Indiana, like, put up a sign. And then I think there's some sort of commotion about that now. Something happened in Hammond, I thought, today. That's delaying things. I forgot what it was. Damn it. What do you know? Do you know anything, insider?
They're going to Indiana.
Why do you think that?
Just because of you get the property tax certainty. I don't even think they pay property taxes for like the first 40 years.
Yeah.
They're going to give them like $1 billion and pretty much whatever they want, they're going to get. And someone did this crazy rendering of like a potential stadium there. I kind of like this thought. I'll share a screen here. We get a little bigger, but first off, let's start with the stadium. So someone's proposing a stadium that has a dome that's retractable, which 100% they should fucking do. But they're also trying to say, maybe you need to pay a little homage to veterans and Soldier Field by having like all these columns and shit.
I mean, that is pretty cool if that's what it actually looks like. That looks really expensive.
Fuck yeah, it does. But I mean, they're going to get a lot of Indiana money, so why not blow it?
It's like a $2 billion stadium. It's going to be more expensive than the one they built in Dallas.
Probably. And then they're saying, like, you could have heated seats and all this other tech. I can't even read it because I don't have fucking glasses on, but it looks pretty fucking sweet if they were to build
80,000 seats. That's a lot bigger than
that. Yeah.
Isn't there like 60,000 for a Soldier Field?
Yeah, we have one of the smallest ones in the fucking NFL. And we don't own it, so they can't make a bunch of money. But they need to get out of their heads that it has to be a fucking dome, because I think they're just delusional in like, oh my god, we have to have a dome because we want to have like the fucking Super Bowl and a Final Four or whatever. You know, we don't have all the fucking sports, right? Bear football is fucking outside. That is a goddamn advantage to us. So
yeah.
Don't get rid of the outdoor element, make it retractable. Like, please make this happen, because every other one I've seen that the Bears put out, and this isn't a Bears one, this is just a fan created idea, they're all domed. I mean, like Buffalo, didn't they just rebuild a stadium and they made it outdoor
right next door?
Right.
Yeah. My prediction is that they go in right next door. They build something right next door to where they are. Final done. And maybe they have a practice facility in Arlington Heights or something, but
I don't know, man. I'd love them to be here, but I just think the state has just fucked them over so much and playing political games with them. So I think they should finally just be like, bye bye. You've had 3 years to fucking figure this out.
yeah.
And it's just unfortunate that they wasted all that money and destroyed a perfectly good racetrack. Like that could have still been used, but
Yeah, that place was cool.
what are you gonna do? What am I gonna do?
Fingers crossed. Well, whatever happens, it's not going to happen next season, right? We got a couple
No,
seasons.
I mean, to build a stadium, it's probably a 3 year process.
Yeah.
Two at the best, but there's still him and Hong. I want to say it's probably 90-10 Indiana to Illinois now. That's my
Okay.
gut.
I think
Just
it I think it's likely but not certain. So
well, it's
let's
just
say.
because the legislature has no, they're not going to be back until November. And if the Bears want to make a decision, the only decision they can make right now is Indiana, because they're not going to pay $50 to $100 million a year in fucking property taxes to Illinois. That's retarded. That would be the most anybody else pays is $9 million a year, and they want to charge $50 to $100.
Talking Illinois.
And then they don't want to support all the infrastructure around it either.
No.
So like how could you as a business owner be like, okay, fine, just rape me. Like, fuck that.
No, I'm not saying I just have I like the Bears in Chicago a lot better than in Indiana.
Yeah, I
So
mean,
that's the let's be real, I'm probably still gonna watch them, right? But
of course.
it's gonna hurt. So
Yeah, because it's also not being in Chicago, having the iconic background of
yeah.
like all the skyscrapers and the skyline. Yeah, you can kind of see it from Indiana, but it's not the point. You want to be in the middle of the shit. So
Maybe
even
Pritzker's got a
Arlington Heights
grand
is
plan. He's
weird.
going to make Hammond into a suburb of Chicago. That's what's going to happen. Illinois is going to, they're
That
going
guy,
to
that fat
invade
fuck's not
Hammond and we're
smart
going to put up
enough.
fucking fences. And it's going to be, this is now also Chicago, motherfuckers. This ain't Hammond, it's Chicago.
I like where you're thinking, but that guy's not smart enough,
It's
unfortunately.
a Trojan horse. First, we're going to build our stadium there and you're going to pay for it for us. And then
Yeah.
we're going to take over your shit.
Well, maybe what they need to do is just hold out hope for November, and maybe we can get a new governor and maybe everything changes.
That would be something. I don't know enough about who's even on the ballot, but
Well, he's weak, but anybody but
Pritzker.
fucking Pritzker. There was
Yeah.
a better candidate, but he didn't make it through the fucking primary. So, unfortunately. So, we'll see what happens. Remain optimistic, but pessimistic. You're optimistic, I'm pessimistic in this one.
Well, ever the optimist, sir. Ever the
Yep.
optimist.
Let's move into this UFC White House card. So,
Yes.
I like President Trump talking about this, because he was saying, he's like, the Eiffel Tower was supposed to be taken. I'm not going to do a Trump impression. The Eiffel Tower was supposed to be taken down immediately, and then they said, we sort of like it. Let's leave it up longer. So we're building something in front of the White House. I'm looking at it, and maybe we'll never ever take it down. I'm like, can we just leave that as a permanent fixture? Like weekly fights or monthly fights
Yeah,
at the
he
fucking
wants to
White
do that.
House?
He's crazy.
That's fucking
Lost
awesome.
goddamn mind.
He's just trying to rile everyone up. And even the White House, they tweeted out like a pretty fucking epic, if I can find my share screen, like less than 2 weeks, UFC Freedom 250 at the White House, Sunday, June 14th. The countdown is on. America needs a champion.
UFC at the White House. Yeah,
Fuck
I
yeah.
put it on the family calendar. I'm kind of hoping the fam wants to sit down and watch this with me because it's I think
It's a
from what I read is
Sunday.
they're going to do like the history of the US in between fights and it'll be like educational too and they'll have like some stuff going on there that's mixed in. I think that's kind of cool. So
Yeah, and then they will set the record for the most watched MMA fight. They'll take that back from Rousey Carrano, because there's no way this isn't going to surpass this. I don't know. What do you think the estimate is for how many people watch this thing? Because now you're this isn't just United States. This is fucking worldwide.
Global. Yeah. And that's only on Paramount though, right?
Yeah, and I forgot we ran the
And they say they have
numbers
200
before.
million subscribers or something.
Something like that. Like Netflix, I think, has the most. Paramount had like
Well, maybe
200.
Paramount was like 60 million, 80 million, and Netflix was like 300 million or something.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right. I know Paramount was lower, but I don't remember if this is going to make its way to CBS also.
Yeah, you had said maybe the
A
undercard.
portion, yeah.
I'm going to predict
It's
viewership,
got to do at least 30, no?
million.
Yeah.
I don't know how they count that. Like anybody who logs in at all, because I think if you got Paramount, you're gonna want maybe you log in and check it out. Like even if it's not watching the fights, like you might just peek in. If that counts, I'm gonna say 85 million.
Wow. I mean, you might not be wrong. There's a ton.
I don't know if there you have to watch for a certain amount of time or if you just, you
Yeah,
know.
I don't know. And then again, like how does it work if an establishment plays it? Do you count that as one or do you total out how many people were watching? Like, there's no way to do that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Oh, they had the broadcast team for the White House.
Yes.
John Anik, play-by-play. Joe Rogan doing the color, and then Daniel Cormier is the third man in the booth. And then was there another one? Megan O'Leary is going to be the in-house reporter. So what else? Oh, the Bisbing, Weidman, and Dominic Cruz are going to be the team. Like whatever you call that, the commentators
Ram,
that are in the
ram, ram.
stadium, like on
Bisbing
the
and
back.
fucking
Yeah. So.
Cruz are so fucking catty up there.
No, it says here the entire card is airing exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
So no CBS.
So the I just asked Grok, the viewership. So Netflix is 325 million and Paramount is just under 80 million.
Okay. I think they'll pick up, I bet they pick up 10 million new subscribers because of this.
They should.
Yeah.
I mean,
So then my
everyone should
number has
want
to
to
be
see
lower.
it.
I don't think everyone's going to log in then. I'm going to say 65 million.
Okay. Let's stick around 30, which is still a ton.
It
Like, it's
is.
like fucking. And even if they, like, I don't know if you do replay on CBS or something like that, like a week later, probably would make sense.
Oh, there's one more thing before we talk about the card. I forgot about
Yeah.
this. There's a lawsuit that out
Oh,
now that
yeah.
some crazy person, they filed. Because there's three things that they're focusing on. Something about having the thing on unlawful grounds because it's supposedly violating National Park Service agreements, which does not allow sporting events on federal parklands, right? And I don't know if they consider the White House that. And then the claw, which is part of the staging of the event on the White House lawn, it has no congressional authorization. Which is a you have to have a building on federal parklands has a requirement that you get authorized, and then there was one more, but I can't remember what it is. But so some crazy person's suing. I don't think this is going to hold up anything, but I mean,
Well,
you
you
know,
know, they can fuck right off. All right. This is America, God damn it.
right.
You know, when that last retard was the president, they fucking destroyed the White House with like a pride event was I don't even know what kind of debauchery was going on the lawns, and nobody had a fucking problem with that. Now we want to have some goddamn America 250th celebration with people beating the shit out of each other on the front lawn. What the fuck is wrong? Like, why can't we do this? We're doing it. That guy could fuck himself. Like, this is just the most retarded. They can that guy get banned from life then? Like, just he shouldn't be able to have any fun anymore. If you're gonna file a frivolous thing like that to try to ruin
Whatever.
our fun,
Stupid, ruining our
fuck
phone. Yeah,
that guy.
exactly.
Fuck
Fuck
that
him.
guy.
That's what I said. Fuck him.
Yeah. So anyway, do you want to pull up the card or let me
I can
let's
pull it
talk
up.
about the
Here we
card.
go. Let's talk about the card. Here we go. We have a little card action. Main event, Ilia Topuria versus Justin Gaethje. I'm excited about that one. I think that's gonna be good. Champion fight or
Yep.
intern champion. Pereira versus Ciryl Gane. That should be good. Pereira looks huge. Sean O'Malley and Ayman Zahabi. I don't know too much about Sahabi, but it should be interesting. And then as you get down, Derek Lewis on the card, Michael Chandler, Bo Nickel. There he is. Diego Lopez. And that's it. So I think they're just broadcasting this from start to finish, like on Paramount. That's the plan.
Yeah.
There's no undercard, I think.
7 p.m. Central. Yeah, that's weird.
It's just
I
going to
thought there
be
was like
one, two, three,
fucking
four, five, six,
seven.
seven. I think it's seven fights, and that's it.
Yeah. So we'll start with like the main event. Obviously, I'm gonna pick Justin Gaethje because that is my favorite fighter, and I give no fucks. And I don't understand why there's like some weird bad blood between the two. And who else? I think Armand Sarukian actually bet $1 million on Justin Gaethje to win,
Whoa.
which was insane. And I think if he does win, it pays out like 5 mil or something like that.
That's a stupid bet.
But there's a lot of other things you got to take into consideration for this fight. You know, you're outdoors, you're fighting in the heat, you got to deal with elements. It might be raining, there might be bugs. Just a lot of weird shit. It's not going to be perfect circumstances. And then, like, for both guys, can you handle the pressure of fighting on the fucking White House lawn and what that the significance is that?
Yeah.
And for Gaethje being the American, are you telling me he's not going to fucking rise up on behalf of America and smoke this motherfucker in the first round? That's what I'm thinking. First round KO.
I really want that to happen. I really do.
America,
I
goddamn
love Justin Gaethje. Love America. It's a great country. I love this country. Here's the
it.
problem I have with what you're saying.
But
Okay. Topuria is pretty technical and he's
he's
got some
awesome.
amazing power and he's good at defending. So, and if you mix
Yeah.
in Gaethje's like rock'em sock'em robot
Fuck
style
yeah.
and willingness to take a beating, I think he's going to come in crazy and he's going to get beat up pretty good in the first round. And somewhere halfway through the second round, he's going to get tired from taking all that punishment, but it's going to be exciting and crazy and we're going to
Yeah,
love it.
this is
But I think he's going to get KO'd. I really do. I don't.
someone's getting KO'd.
Yeah, I think it's going to be nuts. And, you know, it'll be the. I think it's going to be fight of the night. So I think it'll
Yeah.
be crazy, crazy, crazy. Because he'll George Gurgel that shit. He doesn't care. He's like, I'm just going to be exciting. So.
Yeah, 100%. But I think the power of America is very strong. So I think he has to win
Yeah.
now. I don't know, maybe. The hell is the second fight? Oh, the Pereira and Gan. What do you think happens there?
I'm gonna pick Pereira by KO also. I don't know. It's first fight at heavyweight, right? Isn't it first fight? Second?
Trying to think. I think so, because I think he's been bulking up.
Yeah, so I mean there's that, but I just don't think Gon has enough for Pereira and how good he is. He's got amazing power. I don't know how it'll translate to heavyweight, you know, we'll see. But man,
Yeah.
pretty fucking good. And I just think Gon is just solid, but not amazing. So I'm going to pick Pereira by KO. First round, early.
Yeah, I'm just worried about eye pokes and cheap shit from fucking Gon. I'm trying to do a search in the background because there was something I wanted to mention or show and I can't find it. Let's see. Okay, I kind of got a partial on this before I forget. Let me
Sure.
post this in, but I think I'm gonna stick with Pereira too. Pull this up. But also, before I forget, did you see some of the ring card girl
No,
outfits
I did not.
for this?
Are
I
you going
don't.
to
I
check?
had, yeah. So I've got one here,
Hey now.
but I feel like they should be in a fucking red, white, and blue bikinis.
Yeah, I mean, I say hey now, but actually, now that I think about it, they could do better.
They can. There were four more outfits. I lost my tweets. I had to fucking search on the fly here. But I feel like they should be more scantily clad
Yeah,
than
maybe they're trying to
that.
keep it classy for, you know, America and all that shit.
Right, maybe, but it's a fucking cage match, and these motherfuckers are going to be bleeding blood all over.
Blood everywhere.
Yeah, here's another one. All right, this is the one I was looking for. There's the full thing.
Oh, okay. I like the dress.
This one.
Yes, that's my favorite.
Yep.
The one next to it's not bad either.
This way or
Yep.
that way?
You know which way, man.
I don't know of anything. I don't know what this guy's talking about. America, that's all I know.
Yeah.
Should be fun. Let's see other fight. O'Malley. Oh, this Hockett and Lewis one should be fucking crazy too.
You think so?
That one will go either way. Because that last fight with Hockett was that Curtis Blaydes fight where they were throwing
Oh.
bombs at each other like Pat Barry and Chet Congo when they went berserk against each other. So I would imagine same kind of scenario. Chandler,
Yeah.
Bonacore.
I think the O'Malley fight is the closest fight on the card. I think it's going to be a split decision on that. Those two are tough, but the rest of them feel like there could be a lot of KOs, except in that one.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a chaos card. Like I could see seven fight of the nights on this potentially,
Yeah, they all just
you
get the
know,
bonus.
right?
Everyone gets a car.
Because just the power of like walking out of the White House too. I forget who gets to do it. I think it's just a main event where they walk out of the Oval Office as part of
What the
like their
fuck? For
walkout.
real?
Yeah,
That's insane.
so it'll be really cool. And then just to see, hopefully they'll do some flyovers, some red, white, and blue smoke, release some fucking bald eagles, maul some people. I don't know. A lot of fun. Speaking of fun, though, let's do a little sponsor.
Yes, sir. You ever woken up and immediately needed a nicotine pouch and or a cup of coffee just to feel like human? That's why I started using Ultra Pouches, and they've been a complete game changer for my focus and energy levels. First off, these pouches are completely nicotine-free and caffeine-free. You're probably thinking, if they don't have nicotine or caffeine in them, what exactly is in them? Great question. Ultra partnered with the leading neuroscientists to design these pouches. They use clinically proven nootropics and adaptogens to deliver immediate focus and smooth energy that lasts up to 2 hours. Did you know it was possible to feel this energized and focused without any nicotine or caffeine, Matt? Did you know?
No, I did not know
Well, now you
that.
know.
I do. Wow. 90% of users saw significant improvements in their overall focus levels. It's trusted by top athletes, entrepreneurs, and engineers all around the world. Ultra is the ultimate guilt-free pouch. I was going to say, I have a guilt-free pouch, but delivering instant focus and mental clarity without nicotine or caffeine. New customers can use code MMA to get 15% off at takeultra.com. That's takeultra.com for 15% off with code MMA. And after you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. Boom. Right back to the show. What else has happened?
Hold on, let me just see what else I got. So, I don't know if we showed this before, but I found this and I wanted to get your take on it. It's apparently a place in Vegas. I hope this is the right window. We'll see. Yes. So, did we I can't remember if I've seen this, but this is called like Stadium Sweat
Yes,
in
I've
Vegas.
seen this.
Yeah, it's like you can go hang out at a pool and then they show the fights, and apparently, it looks like there's like betting shit on the right and left, and people just hanging out in cabanas doing their thing. This is epic. Like,
Yeah, it looks insane.
I mean, pretty cool. So, probably also very expensive, I'm guessing.
Probably. I'd be in the water.
No
I'd be
one's in the water.
swimming.
Maybe you're not
I
allowed.
know.
Some people are. Maybe.
You should be. Yeah. I saw GSP. He was talking about the super fight with Anderson Silva that never happened. He said the reasons why it didn't happen. He wanted to get paid more for moving up. He wanted to be at a 180-pound catch weight. And
Okay.
then he wanted drug testing. And the UFC is like, nah. But that was back before they were letting people do that. Now it's like all the rage. Like any time there's a chance, yeah, please move up and be a double champion.
Yeah.
And I think GSP too, the first time they did like the legitimate drug testing was the time that he fought Johnny Hendricks. Because
Johnny
remember they
Hendrickson.
were like, oh, let's do this WADA testing, and Johnny's like, oh, fuck you. And I think that was the first fight that GSP was probably allegedly clean for, and probably why he got his ass beat, even though he still won that very thin decision
Yeah.
where you look like you got fucking mauled by a bear. I'm like, oh,
It's
that
been,
was
yeah.
brutal.
I still say Johnny Hendricks won that, but
Yeah, I
whatever.
think he did too. What other quick ones? So Scott Coker said for their new league that he plans on signing 100 to 150 fighters.
Cool.
Like, holy shit. Like, you're just gonna steal everyone from the UFC?
It's got a big budget, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I forgot what he said he was starting with, 50 or 60 million. So they got some runway, and as if you can break even initially or be close to it, you can run that for a while. Let's see, what else is happening?
Well, don't know if real or not, but I have a video of Mirab on a couch in Vegas.
I think this is real because I've seen him on that couch
Is this
before.
actually real?
Yeah.
Got video. I can't play the sound because it's got cool sound, but what the
Yeah.
fuck? This is the part where I'm like, I don't know if that's real. That's but that camera.
It's I've seen him wipe out on that.
You have?
Yeah. Not in Ve I don't know if he was in Vegas riding on that, but
It just feels like you should get pulled over by the cops, you know? Like,
100%.
what
You're just gonna let
the
this, I guess,
fuck?
whatever happens in Vegas. Happens to
Yeah.
Vegas. We don't give a
There he is.
shit.
They must have bolted that couch down or something,
Yeah.
hanging out on it,
Because
but.
he was on it. She wasn't, there wasn't like a porn star on it with him, but there was some big bitch running around like she was all muscled up. And he fucking wiped out on that and he racked himself like hard. But I don't remember. It must have been Vegas. Maybe that's just a Vegas thing now, just riding around. Let's see. I got a couple of weird fights. So they had a last man standing match. It was a 15-minute fight with five pro MMA fighters. So I gotta make sure there's no sound on this. And I gotta keep it small because
Oh,
oof.
damn.
That guy just got dropped. So I don't know what the rules are. Just every is it a free-for-all where everyone can just go after anyone?
Seems like.
Because you'd be best to just jump someone from behind to sucker punch them.
Yeah.
Like this guy coming in.
He's like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Brutal.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
mean, you could easily just rear naked choke someone from behind.
yeah.
Yeah, it's just 2-on-1 at that point. That's unfortunate.
They decided to brother
That
up, huh?
guy. Yeah, we're gonna knock that guy out and then we'll be in a final.
Jeez. Okay.
Oof. Fucking
Uh-oh.
ponytail guy doesn't
Going
give a
down.
shit.
Got cardio. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh, there he goes. That's it.
Yep.
Getting choked out.
That should do it. Tap, 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 motherfucker, I'm tapping. So
Solid.
there was that one, and then there was a 8 versus 2 fight with the weird thing is one of the twos decided to turn on his own team. So maybe he didn't understand what the rules were. So like one this guy over here just drops his own man. It should be the dark green against the lighter green.
Maybe they got
This
beef.
guy's beating his own guy up.
It's pretty lopsided, though. It's like
Yeah.
2 6 or 8.
Well, that guy looks like he's 260, just cleaning everybody up. And this guy's like, why is he fighting me? We're on the same fucking team.
Is crazy. Huh.
So,
So they, do they restart?
I think eventually, but everyone's quitting. They've had enough. 1 minute
Gay.
in.
Whoever thought about just gay?
Yeah. I think I got one more quick one. So Bare Knuckle had an event and Julian Lane was in it.
Oh, geez. He's still doing his
But
thing.
how can you be the let me bang bro guy and come out and shoot a double and
That's
then
crazy.
get DQ'd?
Oh, because he obviously that makes sense.
This is dumbest shit ever. Oh my God, fucking guy. You can't fix stupid.
No.
What else is happening?
Okay, I got a tattoo for you. Wanted to get your take.
Okay, then I got one for
Let's get
you.
your rating on this one.
Sure, go ahead. That's funny. That's the same one I was going to share with you.
Oh, really? Well, what do you give it?
Taking like -3. Plus, does he have a bite mark on his left pec?
It looks like, yes.
Oh my God. Just,
Terrible tattoo.
I don't
Probably
want to tell a guy to kill himself because that's
negative
terrible to
100.
say
I
to
mean, just
somebody.
bad decisions all around.
It is. And how do you even cover that? Is it just like a dragon, like a big Japanese dragon going all the way up and around your neck?
Good. I don't think he's going to cover it. I think he likes it.
No, he's not the brightest of people.
No. Sorry, I didn't mean to keep sharing that.
That's all right.
What do I got left? I got a funny and a KO.
Yeah, do the KO, then I just have like three tweets and some knowledge.
All right, here we go. So we got a little boxing action. Oh, sorry. I thought I fast-forwarded this. Here we go.
One
Guy
punch.
gets knocked down, right? He's like, ref's like, how you doing, bud? You doing good? You still in
I'm in it to win it, man.
it?
Just taking a little siesta.
Okay.
I got
This is a bad one. Like he's not moving. He's just out. So
someone put your dick in his mouth. See if he's still alive.
he finally comes to, but you get the idea, but
Yeah.
it's pretty scary.
That is. That's not great.
Didn't move. He was out for quite a while. The video
Fuck
ends there,
me.
but I think he was out for a minute or so. Pretty scary.
Got three tweet of the week. So let me line these up. So, we had Caleb Williams. He's on the cover of what, Madden 27. So
Yes.
someone had this. They put the skyline on the cover, and the entirety of Chicago got hit with the worst Madden curse of all time. Ingo, that's
I
one.
mean, I love it for him, but I saw another one too that looked as cool too, where he was like towering over Chicago or something, but like bent over doing the one of these. But yeah, I mean, something bad always happens.
Yeah,
Caleb,
I don't like it.
go to
It's
like a
always
shaman or
something.
something. You need to like undo this voodoo. This
Yeah,
is
well, I'd
it.
rather it just be like the team moving versus him getting hurt.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then here's John Daly. He says, I don't fart anymore. I just shit my pants.
Epic. That guy's living life.
And then I don't know the worst kind of pirates. He says, I'm afraid it's pirates, sir. But pirates.
Oh my God.
I tell you, it's Pride Month. There's my pride, Ingo. Also, guys, knowledge. We got. I'm down to knowledges.
Name. I'm gonna try to share it with sound. Let me know if this is too loud or not.
Sure.
Hopefully it's not too loud, but here we have.
He's a magnificent creature, big, dangerous. He'll be unconscious in 60 seconds. McGregor reading that wingspan from the
There he
opening
is.
second. Under it, clean, back to range.
I don't know
Perfect.
how they're doing this. This looks
That
like
body kick
amazingly
is connecting
realistic.
through the
Yeah, fucking
forearm.
AI is top
McGregor is
notch.
landing and he has zero fear of this thing. He slips it, counter left hook. That
Oh.
landed on the Wampa. That rocked it. Oh my goodness. McGregor just knocked out
Oh.
a Wampa. Conor McGregor just knocked out a Wampa. Four arms, four chances to get hit. Beats power, time
Okay,
beats
there's
speed,
more,
and I have
but
both.
he fights that guy too, so he's fighting everybody.
Nice.
But
That's what it's all about.
I'm just in shock at how good that is. That does not
It's
look that bad.
insane. Like
Like if you're, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I played around with it a little bit. It's unbelievable what it can do.
Scary. It's coming for us.
Yeah, because it's blurring the line of what's real and what's not. I can't tell anymore.
Nope.
Sometimes I don't want to know. I'm like, if it looks good, I'm like, fuck it. It's
Let it
fine.
be.
Let's see. How do I close it? Oh, with these ladies.
Ooh, I'm ready.
Yep. Yep. So this is, who is this? The Black Widow, Jessica Borga. She's hanging out on a beach, just, saying hi, just like,
Nice.
Kay Hansen. Just likes to say hi. Sometimes that's how I like to close it out. Ladies just saying hi, goodbye, hanging out at the beach, bikinis, America. Can't
Okay.
believe that's happening this weekend. Fuck
It's gonna be
yeah.
crazy. Hopefully
It
the weather's
is.
good.
The buildup was been for like almost a year, and then now
Yes.
it's here. I'm like, holy fuck. Hope it delivers. Hope it doesn't get rained out. Hope there's no lightning.
Yes, sir.
Yep, that's it. Shut down.
All right, go America. That's
That's
been this
right.
week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.